Welcome to the Something Happened Talk Show, Seniors' Accounts of Overcoming Challenges, with your host, Dr. Veronica R. Lynch. Over the next hour, Dr. Lynch and her guests will recall epiphanous moments in their lives and maybe even inspire you to share your own. Now, here is your host, Dr. Veronica R. Lynch.
Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to our show. Something Happened, Seniors' Accounts of Overcoming Challenges. I am your host, Dr. Veronica R. Lynch, and I am so excited to be here. Thank you for tuning in, and for the next hour, I hope you find the show uplifting and empowering. Today, we have an amazing guest, Mr. Gary Rogers, who will share with us how he overcame his challenge of embarking on a new career after retirement. He will talk about how he has built a six-figure coaching business with a simple webcam and a 60-second elevator pitch. Gary says that anyone who has a marketable business can do exactly the same thing. Gary Rogers has been a professional speaker for over 50 years and an executive in the television production motion picture industry. He has produced TV commercials, infomercials, and corporate videos for many of the world's largest corporations, including AT&T, Motorola, Mitsubishi, Nissan, Procter & Gamble, Toshiba, Toyota, Honeywell, Blue Cross, Siemens, Coca-Cola, and many more. As a former training manager with 3M Company, Gary started teaching professional skill training more than 50 years ago. Using revolutionary new video technology, he continues to teach promotion and presentation skills as an online coach. Gary is a master teacher and director. In his production career, he has had the opportunity to direct many Hollywood stars, including Academy Award-winning actor Charlton Heston. Gary is the founder and CEO of Company Flix and an international communications company. It's my pleasure to welcome you to the show, Gary. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's a great pleasure to be with you, Veronica.
Thank you. You know, I've been wanting to ask you this question. I'd like you to just tell us about your story and what inspired your work in the television production motion picture industry.
Well, it really came by quite accident, Veronica. I went to work with 3M Company way over 50 years ago as a salesperson. I like sales. I was pretty good at it. And they eventually promoted me as a sales trainer, training other salespeople how to sell. And then they promoted me to a training manager, training all kinds of subjects, one of which was public speaking skills. They wanted me to train their corporate managers how to be a good public speaker, not put people to sleep when they talk to them. That was a great course. They taught me, first of all, how to be a public speaker, and then I went to work training them. I did something that was a little unorthodox at that time. I talked to my boss into putting a video tape recorder and a camera in our training room where we could actually record their presentations and play them back to them. Now, this was years before home video. None of these people had ever seen themselves on television before. And when they got up and gave their speeches and we played them back, they were just terrified. Oh my gosh, am I really doing that? They were seeing the mistakes that we were trying to teach them how to avoid. And it literally revolutionized our training. I fell in love with video at that time, so much so that 10 years later, I quit 3M company and actually started to build my own television production company. So it really came by quite accident, just falling in love with video.
Wow, that's amazing. It's interesting you talk about an accident, and I'm thinking, wow, what a result. What results this accident brought about over a lifetime of experience. That is so wonderful.
Well, you say a lifetime experience. I didn't know a thing about television production. All I knew how to put a cassette in and play it back, turn on the camera. That's it. Literally, I started from scratch, didn't know anything. I had to go out and sell somebody on having us do a video for them. Then I made the best decision I ever made. I hired an experienced camera person editor that knew how to work the equipment, the expensive equipment that I purchased. Little by little, we started attracting attention, and you mentioned a lot of the companies that I've worked with. We started producing television commercials, infomercials, and corporate videos for many of the greatest companies in the world. Got a chance to do motion picture work, a lot of Hollywood stars. That was a lot of fun, but I sold my... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead. I'm listening.
I sold my business about 15 years ago and retired. That lasted all of 2 weeks. I got so sick of just sitting around doing nothing. I decided I've got to do something else with my life. And that was a big change also in the next step in my life.
Wow. So I wanted to ask you specifically, what was it like working with Hollywood stars and specifically directing Charlton Heston?
Well, Hollywood stars are just like everybody else. There's some good, there's some bad. Some are great to work with. Some are really jerks. But Charlton Heston was literally one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life, period. He was just so kind. Here I was, a nobody. Directing Moses or El Cid or Ben-Hur. And he was so kind to listen to my direction, to take my direction, whereas other stars, they just kind of flippant. He was a great, great man, both professionally and personally, one of the kindest, nicest people I've ever met.
Wow. I love his work, especially Moses. And it's so exciting and intriguing to hear that you've actually worked with him directly. So I wanted to ask you, what drives your philosophy and your mission and purpose in life?
Well, I work hard. I was born poor, if you will. My mom and dad had very little. I grew up poor. I'll never forget that. I was 12 years old before I got my first bicycle. All of my friends had bicycles. I didn't. And I got it through a sub for Santa, who our family was the recipient of. And I knew from a very early age that if I wanted anything, I needed to work for it. And I would attribute working hard to bringing any success into my life. And it really is one thing that most people have to do unless they're born into it. They got to work hard.
That's right. I can appreciate that. Working hard is important and in pursuing your goals and to get where you want to go in life. So what are some of the most exciting experiences you've had in your wide range of work, Gary?
Oh, gosh. Everything I do, I think, is exciting. I absolutely love my work. When I own my television production company, working with virtually every different client was an exciting experience. I did have one that was one of the greatest experiences I've ever had in my life. In 1995, We were hired by the McCormick Foundation out of Chicago to produce a documentary film on veterans of the First World War. We went back to Chicago where they had, it was in a golf course where they had a museum of First World War artifacts and the veterans. And they had a number of veterans come to this anniversary celebration. The United States Army Band was there. The director of the Veterans Affairs cabinet member, and so many dignitaries. But I had the opportunity of interviewing some of these great men who went through World War I. Most of them were over 100 years old. To listen to these great men talk about their experiences was one of the greatest experiences that I've ever had in my life. I'll never, ever forget that. And the patriotic music of the band with these wonderful, wonderful old members of the military, it was just a thrilling, thrilling event for me.
Wow. Thanks for sharing that. I was thinking about your saying that how rewarding and exciting it was interviewing veterans 100 years old. And that must have been such a thrilling experience to hear about their story. Because
It was. One old guy had his Army uniform on. He wore it to this convention, and it still fit him.
Wow.
He was so proud of that. It was just so thrilling. Now, of course, they're all gone now. In fact, World War II veterans, most of them are all gone. But, oh, what a thrill to listen to their experiences.
Yes, I can certainly relate to that because one of my, actually my very first job after becoming a social worker was working with veterans in the VA hospital. And I work with World War I and II veterans. And that was such a joy talking with them and listening about their experiences. And just their stories were always very thrilling to hear. So thanks for sharing that.
Well, it's so fun to work with people. I mean, I don't know how much your audience knows about you. I've read your book. You have got an incredible book, Undocumented. Is it still on Amazon, Veronica? Yeah.
Yes, it is. It is on Amazon, and anyone could connect with it there.
It's an unbelievable. What you have been through is absolutely incredible to read your story as an undocumented immigrant coming into this country and all that you've gone through. And now you're a PhD and a great business person on the air with your own podcast. I am so proud of you and knowing you. You just have such an amazing story.
Thank you, Gary, for those kind words. I really appreciate that. And it's wonderful to know you as well, being the master teacher that you are. And I'm so grateful and fortunate to have met you and to have worked with you. Let me just ask you one quick question, and then we're going to be taking a short break. I wanted to know, what is your current business and what prompted you to get into it?
Well, I retired about 15 years ago. And again, that lasted all of 2 weeks. I got so sick of just sitting around doing nothing. I said, I can't do this anymore. I've got to do something with the rest of my life. And I started thinking, well, nobody's going to hire me. They're going to think I'm too overqualified. I've been working for myself, my own company for years. And I thought, what in the world could I do that would be meaningful that I have some skill at? And just then, webcams were becoming popular on the internet. And the bandwidth was such that people could get on a webcam and literally talk face to face to anybody in the world that had an internet connection.
Wow.
And I thought, well, my gosh, I've spent 35 years in television production, motion pictures. I could certainly help people look good on camera. And there's so many things that people can do and need to do to look and sound good using a webcam. And most people make many, many fatal mistakes the moment they turn their webcam on. One of them is critical. It's a shame that we're not on camera right now. They could see the mistake. But I teach people how to use a webcam in their business. It is, to me, the most powerful promotional tool, training tool, and sales tool I've ever seen in my life.
Well, I'd definitely love to hear more about it. And that will give you an opportunity to explain more such an exciting topic. But at this time, we will be taking a short commercial break. And when we return, we'll continue our talk with our amazing guest, Mr. Gary Rogers, online coach, master teacher, and professional speaker on the topic of earn six figures with a 60-second elevator pitch. We'll be right back.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
If you're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, out of sorts, and need to get away from the chaotic hustle and bustle of your busy life, Blist, an inward sanctuary plus wellness retreat center, is a place where individuals and couples can schedule a 1 to 3 day stay to unwind, rest, and relax. Gather your thoughts and get into alignment with your body, mind, and spirit. During your retreat at Blist, you'll have the opportunity to take advantage of a range of amenities and services, or just enjoy time being with yourself in a contemplative, sacred healing space. After your stay at Blist, an inward sanctuary plus wellness retreat center, you will leave refreshed, rejuvenated, and renewed. To customize your retreat program, call 347-526-5116 or email vlynch@createwhole.com.
Voice America programs are now available on your favorite connected device, including Amazon, Alexa, and Google Home. Through streams with Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio, listening to your favorite show is as easy as saying the show name followed by the word podcast.
Hey, Alexa, play Finding Your Frequency podcast.
If that doesn't work, try adding on TuneIn or on iHeartRadio or on Apple Podcasts. Connect with us, and we'll connect with you. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is on LinkedIn. Get the first word about happenings with the network, where our next live event will be, and what's up with our hosts. Look up Voice America on LinkedIn.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to the Something Happened Talk Show, Seniors Accounts of Overcoming Challenges. If you have a question for Dr. Lynch or her guests, or you want to share your story, please join us on the show at 888-346-9141. That's 888-346-9141. Now, back to the show with Dr. Veronica R. Lynch.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Something Happened, Seniors Accounts of Overcoming Challenges, with our guest, Gary Rogers, online coach, master teacher, and professional speaker on the topic, Earn Six Figures with a 60-second elevator pitch. Gary, before we left on break, you were talking about your current business and what prompted you to get into it. I'd like to hear a little bit more about that.
Well, I decided that I certainly could help people using a webcam. I saw people making a lot of fatal mistakes using them. So I was going to do a course on public speaking and using a webcam. I didn't have a website. I'm a computer idiot. And I was then a computer idiot, still am today. I had to hire somebody to produce a website for me. Once I had that, I had a tool, if you will, with my webcam to talk to people. But many of my friends said, hey, Gary, you're going to have to spend a lot of money in Google ads and Facebook ads if you want anybody to buy your course. Nobody knew me on the internet. I didn't have any list. I had no following whatsoever. And they were right. I started spending money on Google ads and Facebook ads, and I spent a ton of money in those ads. But I was only getting a client here and a client there. I was spending more money on ads than I was bringing in clients. And this happened for many years, several years. And finally, I decided, hey, I loved what I was doing, but I couldn't continue to lose money at what I was doing. I decided I've got to figure out some way of promoting myself, or I've got to go back to retirement. And another friend told me that there were organizations, networking organizations, that allowed people to come in and give an elevator pitch for free, talking about what they do. And I thought, well, I could certainly do that. And I went to one of these events. I had a URL. I watched people giving elevator pitches, and most of them were just doing a terrible job, making all kinds of mistakes. And I thought, my gosh, I can certainly help people in their elevator pitch. I decided next week I'm going to go on and give people an elevator pitch. I invited people in my elevator pitch to come to me in a 30-minute free Zoom session where I promised them I would teach them some skills using a webcam that would greatly help them in their business. I knew I could do that. But then I gave them a URL where they could sign up for a free Zoom session. And people started signing up. I was amazed. And in that free Zoom session, I taught people some skills that really did help them greatly using a webcam. And then they wanted to know about my course. And I started getting people buying my course. I thought, oh my gosh, this is incredible. And then I decided, wait a minute. I've been in television production, motion pictures for 35 years, producing videos for other people. Why not take that basic same elevator pitch and make it into a promotional video that I can send out and post literally millions of different places all over. I did. I put together a little short promotional video and started posting it all over the internet and putting it into emails, sending it to people. And my course literally started to take off. Never seen anything like it. To make a long story short, today, all I do is help other people in their own businesses, if they're trying to promote anything, a product, a service, a course online, I help them now promote their business. I actually produce a promotional video for them, teach them how to use it, where to post it, what to do in that free Zoom session. I found that if people spend a few minutes with you, they get to know you. They feel comfortable with you. Most people buy from people that they feel comfortable with. And that was a real revelation for me. It has just been an eye-opener. I've learned so many things and made so many mistakes. Now I try to teach other people how to avoid those mistakes and do essentially what I'm doing now in their own business.
Wow. That's amazing. And I have actually taken your 60-second elevator pitch, and I have learned so much. It's helped me in moving forward in my business in such a profound way. So I would encourage anyone to definitely follow you and connect on the 60-second elevator pitch and other things that you're doing.
Well, I'm so proud of you, Veronica. Veronica has been one of my students. She was timid and shy. Oh, I don't feel comfortable in front of the camera. And now she's in front of cameras literally every single week. People are inviting her to be a guest speaker on their virtual events. She's on other people's podcasts. She's got her own podcast. It is amazing to see the progress that you have made. I'm just so proud of you.
Yeah, thank you so much for all your love and your support in helping me to move forward. But I wanted to ask you, what exactly is that elevator pitch? What is it and how does it help a person in their online coaching business?
Well, an elevator pitch is a short pitch. That's where it gets its name. It doesn't take very long to get to the floor you're going to in an elevator. So if you want to say anything, you better say it quickly before you get to your floor. And the same thing is true in business. I see so many people making mistakes when they're trying to promote their service, their product, their course, whatever. They'll get on camera and they haven't thought about what they're going to say. That's the first problem. They're not prepared. Another problem, if you're giving an elevator pitch on a webcam, most people are scared to death of public speaking, number one. It's the world's greatest fear. Most people are scared to death of speaking in front of other people. And everybody's doing that with a webcam. But with a webcam, you've got one more fear. You're doing something that's unnatural. You're speaking into the camera instead of looking into somebody's face. But unfortunately, the biggest mistake that people make in a webcam is they don't look into the camera. They look on their laptop screen at the people they're talking to. And as soon as you take your eyes off that camera, you've lost contact with the people you're talking to. But you want to see the people you're talking to. And the only way you can do that is to look into the camera. And I did that the first 3 years I went online. I knew from my production experience that if people wanted to feel connected to me, I had to look into the camera. Drove me crazy because I couldn't see the people that I was talking to. And then I learned a secret, and I teach this to all of my students. I teach people how you can actually look at the people or the person you're talking to, and they will feel like you're looking straight into their eyes. Nobody seems to know how to do that, and it literally revolutionized my business. And it will revolutionize anybody's business that learns that little secret. It's rude not to look at people when you're talking to them. Everybody knows that, but you can't really do that when you're using a webcam. But there is a secret where you can, and I teach that to people.
That's wonderful. And that's certainly a revolutionary concept. And the idea of looking into the camera, that's one of the areas that I needed a lot of work because I was having problems remembering my script. So I know you taught me to definitely look at the camera and speak to people that way. And it was just so helpful to me. But how can you talk about, I know that you're a public speaker and you teach public speaking, but I wanted to know specifically, how can public speaking help?
Oh my gosh. Well, I started out teaching public speaking, but now I've reverted now to helping people promote their business. And that includes so many elements, but speaking is number one. You mentioned earlier that I built a great six-figure business with a simple elevator pitch and a webcam. And that is absolutely true. Every penny of my business for several years now, every penny of my business came from an elevator pitch. Every single dime. Nobody buys my course until they've, number one, heard an elevator pitch, and number two, they spent some time with me where I can help them in a free Zoom session. They get to know me. It just opens doors for you. The first thing I help people do is create the right words for their elevator pitch. But the words are absolutely worthless unless they're delivered properly. Delivery is absolutely key to whatever words the person is using to promote themselves. Unfortunately, most people go through high school and college without taking a speech class. And to me, it's almost criminal that our school system allows high school students and most college courses, you can graduate with a degree without taking a speech class. Speaking is the most important thing that anybody ever learns in this life. From the time they're a little teeny weeny baby, they start to learn that, but they don't learn how to properly speak with those words that they've learned. Delivery is absolutely key.
Yes, delivery is very important. And I know you have those concepts that you teach about how to really project yourself and how to, you know, use the voice to get the message across, which is wonderful. I'm wondering, how has the internet changed public speaking?
Oh, boy. Well, especially since COVID, I remember all of my courses are online, live, on Zoom. Before COVID, there were a lot of people, and I'd say that our classes are conducted on Zoom, and people say, Zoom, what's Zoom? A lot of people had never heard of Zoom. I don't think there's anybody in the whole world now that hasn't heard of Zoom. It literally has taken the world by storm. Now, there are many other platforms, Google Hangouts, you've got Microsoft Teams. There's so many, but Zoom is number one. Literally, the whole world has realized how powerful a webcam and web conferencing is. It is saving tens of millions of dollars now in airplane costs and hotel bills and rental cars, where you can do basically the same thing that you used to do in person, live on camera. And it's not going away. People have gotten used to it and they've left their jobs. And now people are starting their own businesses live using the internet. It's just a whole new world, but it all comes back down to that one basic element, public speaking. You've got to use your voice whenever you use that webcam, and it comes back to the basics, if you will.
Yes, and I agree. The internet has certainly revolutionized how we do business today. Earlier, you mentioned that people are afraid or frightened of public speaking. And I'm wondering, why do you think people are so frightened of public speaking? And how exactly do you help them to overcome their fear?
Well, that could take a long time. We'll start until we get to the break. Number one, people are afraid of it because they haven't been trained properly how to properly do public speaking in front of other people, live audiences, if you will. Training is important in anything, and it takes, if you're well-trained and you know what you're doing, the fear dissipates if you know what you're doing. Most people are frightened of anything if they haven't done it before or if they're not properly trained. So training is number one. Another reason people are so frightened, they know that people are judging them. As soon as they open their mouth in front of other people, they want to do a good job and they get nervous and all kinds of crazy things happen. They forget what they're going to say, or they stumble. Their heart starts pounding. Their legs start shaking. Their voice starts quivering. You see blotches come out on people's faces, red spots. It does crazy things because they know people are judging them, and people want to do well in anything, especially public speaking. It's such a frightening subject, and it's such an easy thing to overcome with the proper training. It's sad that so many people allow the fear of speaking to other people hold them back in their career, their job, or everyday life.
Yes, and we're going to get back to that question in a few minutes after our commercial break. This is going to be another short commercial break, and we will continue with our guest, Gary Rogers, on the topic, Earn Six Figures with a 60-Second Elevator Pitch. We will be right back.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN. If you're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, out of sorts, and need to get away from the chaotic hustle and bustle of your busy life, Blist, an inward sanctuary plus wellness retreat center, is a place where individuals and couples can schedule a 1 to 3 day stay to unwind, rest, and relax. Gather your thoughts and get into alignment with your body, mind, and spirit. During your retreat at Blist, you'll have the opportunity to take advantage of a range of amenities and services, or just enjoy time being with yourself in a contemplative, sacred healing space. After your stay at Blist, an inward sanctuary plus wellness retreat center, you will leave refreshed, rejuvenated, and renewed. To customize your retreat program, call 347-526-5116. Or email vlynch@createwhole.com.
Where can you listen to some of the world's top life coaches ready to dish out success tips and entrepreneurial guidance? The Voice America Empowerment Channel will do just that. Whether it's personal growth, building a better business, or inspirational life stories, make it a daily habit to tune into our programs. From weight loss and personal branding to law of attraction and increased happiness, you'll find it every day at VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to the Something Happened Talk Show, Seniors Accounts of Overcoming Challenges. If you have a question for Dr. Lynch or her guests, or you want to share your story, please join us on the show at 888-346-9141. That's 888-346-9141. Now, back to the show with Dr. Veronica R. Lynch.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, we are talking with our amazing guest, Mr. Gary Rogers, master teacher, online coach, founder, and CEO of CompanyFlix, on the topic, Earn Six Figures with a 60-Second Elevator Pitch. Before we left for break, we were talking with Gary about why people are frightened of public speaking and how he helps them to overcome their fears. Gary, can continue our conversation.
Well, you ask a question about why people were so frightened, and it really does hold people back. I found out the hard way that the way I need to promote my business is to be the spokesperson, if you will. And I found that when I got on camera and started talking about my business, people listened to me. And then when I invited them to a free Zoom session, there was no obligation. I could teach them some skills that were very valuable to them. They appreciated that. They got to know my teaching style and whether or not I might be able to help them. That led to people literally almost automatically signing up for my course. And now I teach other people how to do exactly the same thing, but it's frightening. People have to kind of leave their comfort zone. I've only had three people die from fear in my course. No, that's not true. Literally, no, nobody's going to die. But you do have to go through an uncomfortable period as you learn the skills to present yourself properly. Now, I've been doing this a long, long time, and I understand the fear. When I was a little tiny guy, I was frightened, and I was timid, and I was shy. That was one of the things that I had to overcome as a young man, and going into sales, you're talking to people all the time. Most people hate salespeople because they think they're pushy, and they make you buy something you don't want. That really is impossible. A good salesperson really helps people solve problems. And that's what I enjoy doing. But everything I do is trying to help people promote their product, their service, their course in a professional manner.
Wonderful, wonderful. And as you were talking, I was the word that kept coming up in my mind was consistent practice, and how that has been important for me when it comes to public speaking, to keep doing it, not to be so timid or afraid to practice. And I think that after practicing, well, as you continue to practice, you get better at doing what you're doing, and you're able to overcome some of that fear as well.
Oh, absolutely. The more you do anything, the easier it becomes and the less fear you have. Hey, I've been doing this a long time. You're not frightened anymore. The same thing is true with public speaking. So many of my students, we put them on camera after we train them and help them in their delivery. And we ask them to be more animated and project more. And some people say, oh, that's just not me. I can't do that. And they actually can do that. By the end of the course, they're in front of the camera. And boy, the difference between when they started the course and ended the course on camera, delivering a powerful promotional video, they're absolutely amazed. Taking the same words, just putting some projection, some inflection, some enthusiasm, and eye contact, little skills that literally anyone can do. It causes people to take notice. It commands attention. Let me give you just a little demonstration.
Okay.
Right now, I am projecting. And I'm using inflection and enthusiasm. My energy level is cranked up. I learned a long time ago that whenever I get on a podcast, a seminar, a teaching environment, a public speaking environment, I need to crank up the energy level. Years ago, I did some radio announcing. And one of the commercials I did was Carling Black Label Beer. And that's unusual because I've never had a drink of beer in my life.
Wow.
And say, how can you give a commercial if you haven't tasted the product? Well, if I'm being paid by the radio station, it's my obligation to make those words come alive. I'm going to give you the commercial the way I used to do it on the radio. It's been a long time. You'll have to forgive me here. And then I'll do it the way I normally talk. And this is not the way I normally talk.
Okay.
Okay, let's give it a try. Happy holidays ahead. Days of hospitality, friendliness, and the welcome refreshment of Carling Black Label Beer. People like sparkling clear Black Label. Black Label is now America's fifth largest brewer, up from 62nd place in just 10 years. Won't you try a nationally famous Black Label? It's fun to serve, a pleasure to enjoy. Sold everywhere at the friendly local price. Join in the cheerful call. Mabel Black Label. This is KRUD Radio Crud and KRAP Radio Crap FM. Now, that's the way I would do it if I were on the radio, but that's not the way I talk in normal life. If I were just seated right next to you, Dr. Lynch, I would crank down my energy level. I would crank down the projection, and I would talk to you basically just like this. There's nothing wrong with the way I'm talking right now, is there, Veronica?
No.
This is the way I normally talk. If I gave that radio commercial the way I'm normally talking right now, you would turn me off instantly on the radio. Happy holidays ahead. Days of hospitality, friendliness, and the welcome refreshment of Carling Black Label Beer. People like spark. Can you hear a difference?
Yes, I can.
Let's go back. Happy holidays ahead. Days of hospitality, friendliness, and welcome. Instead of happy holidays ahead, days of hospitality, friendliness. Now, that's the way I talk every day. But you can hear a difference, can't you?
Yes, I can. Certainly can. And I love the commercial, that previous one. And as I listened to it, I would actually buy the product. You said it was such enthusiasm and projection. Of course, I would definitely want to buy what you're selling. Thank you so much.
If people are giving an elevator pitch, they need to crank up the enthusiasm. They need to look straight into the eyes of the people that they're talking to. And in this case, with a webcam, it's straight into the camera lens. Or if they learn the trick that I mentioned earlier, and they've got to use projection, inflection, enthusiasm. They've got to crank up that level if they want to command the attention of the people that they're talking to. It is such an easy thing to do with the proper training, but it's something that really people really struggle with. And they need to work and work and work at it. And as they do, eventually they're starting to see a huge difference in their presentation skills.
Wow, that is so true. Thank you so much for sharing that and that commercial. What a treat. I just wanted to also ask you, what obstacles do people face in building an online business?
Well, the biggest obstacle that every one of my clients have, and anybody that's ever tried to do anything on the internet will relate to this, is how to promote themselves without spending an arm and a leg in advertising. If you're going to sell anything, promote anything on the internet, you've got to promote it or nobody's going to buy it. They've got to be aware of it, or nobody's going to buy it. And the only way you can do that is through advertising or self-promotion. And that's what I learned the hard way. And that's what I'm teaching people now how to do with their own courses, their own product, or their own service, how to get out and promote it without spending any money on advertising. And I'm an old man. I'm 80 years old. Wow. I love what I'm doing. Seniors out there with a wealth of experience, if it's marketable, can get on the internet and translate that experience, transfer that experience to millions of people using just a webcam and the internet and Zoom. It's available to anybody with virtually no money. It's something that is just sitting there waiting for people to take advantage of.
Yes. Thank you. So what you're saying is most people fail because they're not promoting their
Yep.
Business properly. Thank you. Now, tell us a little bit about your company, Company Flix, and about your programs. I know that you do individual and group sessions. Can you tell us a little bit more about the programming in your company?
Yeah, what I'd like to do is invite all of your listeners to a free session with me where I promise, I promise to teach them some skills using a webcam that will absolutely revolutionize anything they ever do from that point on for the rest of their lives. It will transform what they're doing. That I can make you a promise. Any one of your listeners that would like to take advantage of that, and this is absolutely free, there is no obligation whatsoever. Let's meet each other. All you've got to do is go to your internet and type in this URL. It is www.companyflix, and that's spelled CompanyFlix.com/free-masterclass. Company Flix, that's like Netflix, only CompanyFlix.com/free-masterclass. And I promise to teach them some things that will open their eyes that they never even dreamed possible. And hopefully we'll have some fun together. And again, there's no obligation whatsoever. I hope they'll take advantage of that.
Great. What a wonderful gift, Gary. Thank you for for your generosity. Could you tell us again how people can connect with you?
Yes. If you want to just get in touch with me, you can go to that URL I just gave you, or you can reach me on my email is Gary, G-A-R-Y, at CompanyFlix, CompanyFlix.com.
Thank you. And do you have any final comments of inspiration to share with our listeners?
Well, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, Dr. Lynch. I call you Veronica because we've known each other for many, many months. She's been one of my students. I love Veronica. She is one of the most fascinating people I've ever met. Her book is just incredible. I love working with you. I love knowing you. And I thank you so much for this opportunity.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I love you too, Gary. And thank you so much for being a guest on the show today. It's been so fun and exciting. And thank you so much again. In life, there are many challenges that may seem insurmountable, but all obstacles can be overcome. It's been such a pleasure to be here with you today. Thank you for tuning in and sharing this time with us. We have a great lineup of future guests who will be on our show. So I hope you tune in next week when our topic will be Care, Connect, Commit, Celebrate. If you enjoyed today's show, please tell others so we can continue to grow this community. You've been listening to Something Happened, Seniors Accounts of Overcoming Challenges with your host, Dr. Veronica Lynch. So until next time, live, laugh, and be happy.
Thanks for listening to the Something Happened Talk Show, Seniors Accounts of Overcoming Challenges. We hope we have inspired you with our stories today. Until the next time we share, have a wonderful week.